Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
Now, Mike normally joins us on Tuesdays, but to kind of move things around a little bit with tomorrow being a reaction day and all that, plus wanted to get your thoughts on the game tonight as well. Mike, how are you?
Good. Good to see you guys. Excited for tonight.
Definitely.
We'll see what happens, but I'm excited. I mean, it's fun to see the Falcons in a primetime network game. Haven't had that in a little while, and Let's just see. I'm like you guys. I'm trying to stay optimistic until I have no more reason to be optimistic today.
Yeah, and there's plenty of reason to be optimistic with what happens from week one to week two in seasons. I mean, all the stuff you were excited about off-season wise, signing wise, still should be excited about it. Mm-hmm. Just played one bad game against Pittsburgh. You just have to be better tonight.
Well, and watching the games yesterday, I think we're seeing a lot of early season trends emerge around the league, mm-hmm. and the Falcons are not an outlier in this. Like, field goals are winning you games right now. Mm. Like, the Commanders won a game yesterday
with seven
field goals.
Yeah.
The defense
the year of the kicker, man, I'm telling you.
At least so far. But to me, that tells me, and you guys chime in if you disagree, it feels like right now, in general, the defenses are ahead of the offenses. I don't know if that's typical for early season. I don't know if that's something that usually works itself out by now, 2 weeks into the season. But it just feels like what we've seen in the league so far, the defenses are ahead of the offenses. So maybe the Falcons are a little more in line with the league trend. Yeah, I don't get into this transitive property thing. I don't get excited that the Steelers won yesterday. I don't think that really tells me much about the quality of how the Falcons played last Sunday. But I do have two coaching cliches.
All right.
That I would like to present to you.
I love coaching
cliches. I'm sure you've heard both of these before many times. Cliche number one, you're never as good as you think you are when you're good and bad as you think you are when you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, teams improve the most between week one and week two.
Yep.
Especially, now, cliche over, this is my aside, especially when you mail in the preseason.
Because you use game one as your preseason.
Because sometimes. That's what they did.
But
they
nailed
in the preseason.
I think that's a part of the trend, though, that you're talking about, because we talked about this last week. It's league-wide the last couple of years where teams that don't – it's so much more common to not play in the preseason now. The quarterback play, the offense play in the NFL weeks one and week two,
mm-hmm.
is just not as good as it was 5 years ago because guys aren't as sharp as they were 5 years ago. Randy had a stat, like 2019, the last year that teams really kind of took the preseason – traditionally seriously, there was something like 70 touchdowns thrown week one. This year and last year, there was 34 touchdowns.
That's incredible.
It's half.
That's
not a coincidence.
No.
It's because everyone's rusty because they don't play, and I guess now there's an extra game, so you have a little bit more leeway to get up to speed in season. The problem is they count. Like, you're 0-1 now, and it counts. There's teams that are good that are 0-2 right now, partially because they just haven't been sharp early in the year.
Yeah. I think the thing that probably concerns me the most tonight is if you get off to some kind of slow start and the crowd starts to avalanche on you a little bit, that would be very tough to deal with. I don't like that this is Philadelphia's home opener. I especially don't like that Philadelphia had an extra 3 days to rest for this game, although some of that was consumed by a 13-hour flight. But, look, I grew up in full transparency. Grew up in Philadelphia, was an Eagles season ticket holder as a kid through college. That crowd can absolutely affect games, and the crowd can, especially for a night game, it can get very, very noisy and very ugly in that stadium. But it can also very much turn on the home team.
It's true.
If they do not play up to the expectation of their local fans. So I think the first quarter of this game tonight is critical. I think it's absolutely critical. Look, even if you're down by a small margin, protect the football. Don't do anything that's going to put you in such a deep hole that you can't climb out of it on the road. I would almost prefer to see a little bit of a conservative look in that first 15-play script that you can see from Zach Robinson tonight. And that means run the football and give it not just to Bijan, but give it to Algier.
Yep.
He's
yep.
got to have more than three carries tonight, guys. Now, here's one of the other kind of oddities of last Sunday. The total plays the Falcons ran in the second half was a very low number. And you were chasing the game. You had to throw once you were able to get the ball late in your final couple possessions. So that might have affected the overall snap count, the overall usage of Algier.
Yeah, I think
But I think that's a stat I would look for tonight. If Algier is at seven or more carries tonight, I think that's a sign that the Falcons are doing some good things.
Are you going to be paying really close attention to the first formation they come out offensively?
No.
I am.
No. No. Guys, I love this radio station. I mean, I love you guys. I love Carl and Mike. I love Bo, Mike, and Tiff. Like, I'm done. Like, yeah. I'm so over it. Right. Like, let's just go play football.
Exactly.
Like, there has been so much paralysis by analysis. In a way, I almost wish the Falcons would have played yesterday. Because now we could be fully moved on from all of that. But, like, I get why people are interested. I'm not making fun of anyone or anything. Like, that's obviously something that's been talked about a lot. Let's just play football. Let's have a fun night tonight. And I just want to see the Falcons compete. If they are competitive, if they play better than they did last week, I can stomach it if it ends up not being a win. But I've got to see them playing better. This is a long season. Got a long way to go. Got a lot of home games coming up soon. Play better. Establish some momentum. I don't think Philadelphia is unbeatable in Philadelphia at all. And I think the Falcons' defense in particular, with what we saw last week against Pittsburgh, I think you're going to see Jalen Hurts on the ground a lot tonight. The guy that scares me on that Philadelphia offense is not Jalen Hurts, nope. And it's not A.J. Brown if he's even going to play or you know, anyone. It's Saquon Barkley.
Right.
And that is the guy, I'm telling you, I've watched him basically his whole career. Until he gets that first soft tissue injury of the season, he's going to look like Walter Payton. And that is the concern tonight for me. Are the run fits going to be adequate? Are you going to be able to take Saquon Barkley or at least neutralize him or limit him in some way? He's going to be the difference maker tonight. If you hold him to, what do you think, Randy, under 80, probably
I'll
good night.
See somewhere there.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah, somewhere near.
Yeah,
the touchdown count, obviously, but yeah, I'll.
He's not going to have three like he had last Friday. That won't happen. If it does, we're talking about formation.
Trouble. Mike, I know that you know there wasn't you were over at the Benz doing your job and everything like that. And was the best thing of the game or the match of Saturday? Was it Ronald Acuña being there? Because the match itself.
I mean, they got Jason and I a cake. I thought that was nice.
There we go.
What kind?
So it was a strawberry cake. It was delicious.
Nice.
Like that was it was actually kind of awkward for me. Like that was a terrible, terrible game. And it's getting to the point for me now where like it's kind of hard to not express my frustration with what I'm watching as I'm calling the game. I just have to keep thinking in the back of my head. They got me a very lovely cake. They got me a lovely cake, so yeah. I'm not going to go in as hard. I don't know.
Yeah, what can you say, really?
I can't, guys. I don't get it. Like, I do not get it. I do not get the lack of intensity. I don't get. Maybe I do get the lack of chemistry a little bit because you are trying to get Moranchuk acclimated. But I mean, you've seen him now for three matches, and he unfortunately has not been impactful. It's bleak right now. And, got the little guy coming in on Wednesday.
Yeah, is he going to play? He might not.
You know, here's the thing. He played 90 on Saturday. That makes me wonder if they're going to be careful with him on Wednesday night because it's a road game. On the other hand, I think he really wants to play here. I think he really wants to have the opportunity. I mean, it's going to be a huge crowd. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to have the opportunity to come here to Atlanta and entertain the fans or at least play. I think he will play. I don't know if he will start.
Right.
But I think if you have a ticket for Wednesday, I would feel pretty good about the chance. I mean, I guess we'll know tomorrow. Like, if he's ordering a pizza with green tomatoes and pickles on it and posting it on Insta.
Is that what he eats?
Or snap it. Remember that whole thing last year where we figured out he wasn't going to play in Atlanta?
Because
he posted a picture on that snap face about like a pizza that had pickles on it and stuff like that.
That's not a pregame meal.
And then there was a private jet that got in the air that took off from Boca Raton right before the game. Everyone got excited again. So, yeah, keep an eye on Insta tomorrow, and I guess we'll get a hint. But look, the one thing I said on the postgame show on Saturday, and I know we're really consumed with football, and that's cool, but the one thing I'll say about Atlanta United just really quickly, they have had an amazing ability this year to play up to and down to the level of their opponent.
And they beat Miami on the road.
Crushed them.
Yeah.
With Messi.
Yeah, with Messi.
But Atlanta also had Almada that night.
That's true.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's not on Atlanta United.
They don't have him anymore.
He's not on Atlanta United.
Yeah, he's pretty damn
good. That concerns me.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Anything's possible.
Hopefully we'll all just have fun and no one will get hurt.
And maybe there'll be more cake.
Maybe we'll get cake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe there'll be more cake.
What's your initial final thoughts on tonight's game up there in Philly?
I think it's going to be really hard for the Falcons to win, but I think they're going to look a lot better offensively tonight. They can't look much worse.
Right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I am cautiously optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. That we could see a Falcons win today. You know, Steak and I were talking about it. The Falcons' record in that stadium, in the Link, bleak. Like, really bleak. I don't think they've ever won there, as a matter of fact. Mm. Like, remember they lost?
Playoff game. Remember that?
Couple playoff and games. An NFC Championship game there.
That's right.
When McNabb was the quarterback, they obviously lost the playoff game. They had a chance to win.
Yep.
And then they came back there the next year to open the season. I think Keanu Neal got hurt on, like, the first play or something like that.
Isn't that when the ball bounced off his knee?
Something like that. There was a lightning delay.
Yeah. That was either in the playoff game or that was in the first game of the next year. I don't remember. But, yeah, you're right. That did happen. He had an interception in his arms, and it bounced off his knee.
Since the turn of the century, the home team in this series has been, like, beyond dominant. If you're looking for a trend, of course, every year is different and every game is different, but the Falcons just historically have not had much success. They've had some bad luck.
Yeah.
Like Jerome Boger cost him a game there one year in 2008, I want to say. And then there have been times where they've just been blown out. Like, I think the 2016, they went up there and just got killed.